Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, you are listening to the Heart of Love Radio Show, and I'm your host, G. Wright, coming to you live from the Baltimore area. I just wanted to say, guys, this is a beautiful day that the Lord has made. As I said in the Word of God, I will rejoice and be glad in it. Now, in that rejoicing, what does it take to rejoice? What it takes some thankfulness, some gratitude, some humility, some recognition, recognizing that God is who He is. It takes also faith. It takes trust, hope, and adding all those things and just getting your praise on. You know, so that's exactly what it takes. But you know what? I want to just encourage you guys, no matter where you are, no matter what you're going through, to keep God first in your life. God is the one who is who's keeping us. He's the one who's protecting us. And I just pray that on a day like today that you guys will continue to keep God first. Continue, and no matter what it is that you do, to keep God number one in your life. We're going to keep things moving tonight. One of the things I want to discuss with you guys is this, that you take care of yourself. What does it mean to take care of yourself? What it means to take care of yourself? You know, listen, we're in a time right now. We have things like swine flu going around. There's different things that are going around, and we as Christians, we as people, as human beings, we got to take care of ourselves because I'm telling you, germs. There are different types of germs that are going around. Many different types of things that are going around, and we've got to make sure that we are protected. We have to make sure that we are germ-free, washing your hands. You know, I know that this is, you're probably wondering, what does this have to do with this radio show? But one thing about my show is that I want to talk about things that relate to us, things that we go through, things we have to do, and also play good music, inspiring music. I want to encourage you to wash your hands. Then teach your kids this. I just found this out this past year when I had the flu, that when you sneeze, don't sneeze in your hand and then think, oh, I can go to the bathroom and wash my hands in time. You might run across someone that might accidentally slap their hand. You might touch something on your way to the bathroom. It's, from what I've learned, you're supposed to sneeze into your shoulder, your elbow. You must sneeze into your elbow. But, you know, the part that you can just bring your arm back to sneeze in that part in your elbow. You know, just, you know, stuff like that. So make sure that you do that, because I've been noticing and paying attention. Some people just sneeze all over the place and just spreading germs. So make sure that you wash your hands with some warm salt, water, soap and water. Make sure also if you don't get a chance to do that, make sure you use some alcohol-based hand sanitizer. And then also, if you happen to sneeze, just make sure that you at least cover yourself up. So those are some things that we can do to make sure that we're doing the things that we're supposed to do, and to make sure that we also help not to spread diseases. So that's just something that I want you guys to think about. I also want to talk to you guys about this, that you watch what you eat, you know, spiritually and physically, that you watch what you eat. Why is that important? It's so important that we watch what we eat, because what we eat determines our appearance. What we eat determines how we feel. So let's say physically, if you're eating things that are not good for your body, guess what? You might feel drowsy or lousy. You might feel like you're just dragging along. But if you eat the things you're supposed to eat, you're going to feel great. You're going to feel energetic, full of energy. Likewise, spiritually, if we eat something that's not necessarily good for us spiritually, then guess what? That drags us down. It brings us down. But when we can really be free and we're reading the Word and we're praying, we're meditating on God's Word, we're meditating on His goodness, and we're believing, we're having faith, and we're walking in the things that God's called us to do, we're going to see we're going to definitely see a difference in our lives spiritually. I just want to encourage you guys with that. And those are my points for today. Are you listening to the Hard Love Radio Show? We're going to keep things going right now with Close to You by BB and CC1.
Good.
You're listening to the Hard Love Radio Show, and I hope you enjoyed that. That was none other than BB and CC Winans, and that is Close to You. You're listening to the Hard Love Radio Show. I want to send out a special shout out to my friend, Miss Pena. Miss Pena from Parkville area. God bless you. Thank you for tuning in and making the Hard Love Radio Show one of your favorite shows. Here right now, coming to you live right now, it's For Your Glory Alone. And
this is a prayer for the body of Christ. And I want you guys to just agree in prayer.
Yeah. Yo, this your boy Mr. Bugs from the Mr. Bugs Radio Show, and you listening to the Heart of Love Radio Show with G Wright on blogtalkradio.com.
Hope you guys are enjoying yourselves. I just had to take it old school for a minute. That was changed by Walter Hawkins. That's none other than, of course, the legendary, the classic Tremaine Hawkins. And in that vein, we're going to go right now to an artist who I know will bless your heart. This is Eureka A. Wright. Eureka A. Wright. Yes, that's my cousin, and this is He Reigns.
He Reigns.
You guys listen to the Hard Love Radio Show. I guess I had a little technical difficulty, but the number here is 646-595-4311. That's 646-595-4311. And we're going to Park Avenue right now by Jody Mayfield. So sit back and relax. And I appreciate you guys for tuning in to the Heart of Love Radio Show. And while you're waiting for the music to start, I just want to also encourage you to feel free to check out my website at gwriteonline.com. That's gwriteonline.com. So sit back and relax. I want to tell you, you can hit me up on Yahoo Instant Messenger. The name is Gwrite Online. And not only that, you can also on Twitter. My Twitter name is Gwrite Love. That's Gwrite Love. L-O-V-E. You know, I just hope you guys are having a great night. Hope you're enjoying the music. So hopefully just sit back and relax. Whatever you're doing, let's have fun. Let's keep God first. The number here again is 646-595-4311. You listen to the Hard Love Radio Show. This is Park Avenue featuring Jody Mayfield. He's definitely a phenomenal artist, writer, and musician.
hold me any longer. Cause I'm sick and tired of things in life that's trying to keep me under. God said he'll give me life and life abundantly. So I'm giving back my soul and the truth will make me free. All those times I thought that I was getting over. But those things that soon became my exposure.
Listen to the Heart Love Radio Show, coming to you live from the Baltimore area, Baltimore, Washington, D.C. area. You just now listening to Liz Yancey and Free. And before Liz Yancey, it was none other than It's Already Done by the Anointed Pace Sisters. If you listen to the Heart Love Radio Show, I just want to encourage you that God is still in control of everything. And, you know, one of the things we need to do is just pray. This is a song from my CD, but all things are possible. Pray wherever you are.
People are hurting. People are searching. Without a hope in sight, when you are our guiding light, you've taught us just how to pray. And Father, we need you this day. We fall on our knees and say a prayer. It changes things.
Just pray
for our nation.
Just pray
for salvation.
Just pray
for deliverance.
Just pray.
Oh, oh. Just pray.
Just pray.
We need to pray. Just where there is hope, it is in you, yeah. If we focus on you, there's nothing we can undo. We can make a change. It starts with me, it starts with you, yeah. For our nation, for salvation, for deliverance, oh yeah, just pray. For our sisters, oh, for our brothers, we need to pray. Just pray, please pray, yeah. For you, oh,
people, we really, really, really need to know nothing keep us from a common goal.
Show love to every woman, man, and child.
That's right.
That's right.
It's
yeah.
Right.
Oh.
That's correct.
Search our hearts and souls right now.
Do you
really have a peace of mind? It doesn't take much to show we can. Open your mind.
Appreciate you guys for listening to the Heart to Love, the Heart Love Radio Show. I'm your host, G. Rice. Just want to just encourage you right now to just pray for our nations. Just pray for those who are in need of help right now. With 6 minutes left to go, I would like to leave you guys with this last song. And I hope this song really ministers to you. And it's called this, Jesus, It's You. And this is by Sonny R.
Jesus, you're the one, never would have made it
this far, that's why
I'm so dedicated to you. So many times you have proven to me
that you are a God of grace and mercy.
I could truly say that there is
no one like you.
You've been right there by my side.
What was wrong, you made it right.
Savior, I owe you my life.
Jesus, you're the one that I worship.
Jesus, it's you.
I am a great, my only God.
You're the air that I breathe, Lord.
Oh,
Hope you guys have enjoyed the Hard Love Radio Show tonight. God bless you, and I look forward to seeing you next Tuesday from 6 to 7. I pray that you will continue to give God praise wherever you are, no matter what you're going through. Because no matter what you're going through or what you're experiencing in life, God has you. And it's not over until he says it's over. God bless you guys, and I hope you guys have a great night. I'm going to leave you right now with Cece Winans. It ain't over.
You gave it all you had, and you still came up short. myself, it ain't no.
It ain't no.